Kingdom blessings, one and all. This is Dr. T, and welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change your entire life. God has graced us to be able to live another day, another moment, to be able to come into His presence. Let us pray. Gracious God and our Lord God, we do now thank You. We thank You, Father, for life, health, and for strength. God, we thank You for another opportunity to be able to come together, to be able to be in Your presence. God, even if we couldn't be with each other, God, our heart's desire is to be with You. Our heart's desire is to hear You. Our heart's desire is to be as You desire for us to be. God, we long to be in Your presence, and Your word allows us to be so. And God, we are grateful. God, we thank You, God, for keeping us and sparing us. God, in spite of all that we may have gone through, it has been Your keeping power. It has been Your staying power that has kept us, and we are grateful. God, as we go into Your word on today, God, speak to us. Speak to us in ways, God, that we have never been spoken to before. God, even if it is a passage that we're familiar with, excuse me, even if it is a lesson that we have come across before, God, You have a way of illuminating the dark places in our life, God, in such a way that even if we have read it before, God, You will unveil to us Your truths in a different way. And God, we need that on today. God, many of us are dealing with and challenged by various types of things. But God, we know that if You speak to us, we will be spoken to. God, we know that if You touch us, we will be forever changed. God, we know that regardless of what our circumstances are, regardless of what our situations are, regardless of what we're dealing with, God, we know that You are the one that can heal the brokenhearted. God, we know that You are the one that can lift up bowed down heads. We know that You are the one that loves us, cares for us, knows everything there is to know about us. So now, God, breathe on us through Your word. Yeah, breathe on us through Your word, God. Let the Ruah, the Spirit of the living God, breathe on us this morning. God, we love You today and we adore You. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Again, I bless the Lord for each and every one of you who have dialed in this morning to hear what the Father, Daddy God, has to say to us on today. This morning, I'm going to read several passages of Scripture from several different biblical versions, translations. Psalm 34, verse 17. Psalm 34, verse 17. For some, it may be a familiar passage of Scripture. If you have gotten up and if you're on your phone, or if you've gotten up and got your Bible, your favorite version might read a little differently, but it is the word of the Lord. Psalm 34, verse 17. We will start in the New American Standard Bible, and then we will read from a couple of more. The New American Standard Bible reads as follows from Psalm 34, starting at verse 17. It says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." Let's read that again from now the Amplified Bible. The Amplified Bible says this: "When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their distress and troubles. The Lord is close to those who are of a broken heart and saves such as are crushed with sorrow for sin and are humbly and thoroughly penitent. Many evils confront the consistently righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Let's go to the contemporary English version. The contemporary English version. Again, it is Psalm 34, starting at verse 17. Scripture says here, when his people pray for help, he listens and rescues them from their troubles. The Lord is there to rescue all who are discouraged and have given up hope. Verse 19, the Lord's people may suffer a lot, but he will always bring them safely through. Let's jump to the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation, again, Psalm 34. We are starting at verse 17. The New Living Translation reads it like this. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all of their trouble. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many trouble, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. I'm almost done. I'm almost done, y'all. Let's go to the Passion Translation. The Passion Translation. No, let's go to the Message. I'm sorry. Let's go to the Message, and we'll close out there. The Message says this: is anyone crying for help? God is listening, ready to rescue you. If your heart is broken, you'll find God there. If you're kicked in the gut, he'll help you catch your breath. Disciples so often get into trouble. Still, God is there every time. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I want to talk to you about close to the brokenhearted, close to the brokenhearted. You heard from this passage of scripture, Psalm 34, verses 17 through 19, that when the psalmist wrote this psalm, he wrote from a place of understanding that everybody goes through trouble. Everyone suffers loss, and we're not just talking about the loss of a loved one, but we're talking about losses that come with the unexpected turns of life, lost dreams, lost relationships, lost jobs, lost health, lost peace, lost surety in the things that you used to put your trust in. And so as we read through the scripture, we can explore how God meets us in our deepest distress and how his presence gives us a path to healing and hope for those who desire it. And when we talk about grief, again, it's so important to understand, so important to recognize that it is not one size fits all. Yeah, it's not one size fits all type of experience. Loss can sneak up on us for many different types of ways. You could still be working on your job, and you could have been on that job for many years, but something on that job happens. Maybe they come with a pink slip. Maybe they come with a new manager who doesn't have the same ideals as your previous manager. Maybe their managerial style is totally different. Maybe you have the same manager, but they give your job, your team, different responsibilities. And that you were so sure of, that you were so confident in, that you love to do, you no longer even desire to get up in the morning and go. Let's say you're in a relationship, one that you cherished for years, and that relationship has come to an end. I'm not even talking about marriage, y'all. It could be friendship. And all of a sudden, something happens. It doesn't even have to be negative. But it could be you've grown one way and they've grown another. It could be a family relationship that it seems to have come to an end for whatever reason. It could be a personal dream, a dream to go back to school, a dream to travel, a dream to own a house, a dream to have a child. Seems like it's just not coming to pass. It could even be the type of climate and situations that we're dealing with now in terms of economic downturns and political factions and even wars that are not even impacting us directly, but we hear about it day after day, lives being lost. Loss seems to find us and shake the very ground under our feet. But in these times, you all, it doesn't even feel like our spirit just aches. It feels like it's crushed. It's crushed by the weight of disappointments, unmet expectations, unresolved anguish. But I'm so grateful for verse 18 of Psalm 34, because it says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. It helps us to understand, you all, that even though we feel as though we're out here by ourselves, God is actually close to those that are brokenhearted. And he is there to rescue those who are just downtrodden in spirit. That close to the brokenhearted, it suggests that there is a nearness, an intimacy that God has with those that are brokenhearted, those are downtrodden in their heart. God is not just off somewhere just looking at us from a distance, just observing what we're going through, but he is passionate. He is a companion. The Bible says he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You all, he is not only walking beside us, but we've all heard the poem of footprints. He is carrying us. Yes, God, he is carrying us through our calamity. He is carrying us through our heart brokenness. He is carrying us through our grief. He's carrying us so that when our hearts break, his presence surrounds us even the more. Let's look at the other piece of that verse 18 of Psalm 34. Say he saves those who are crushed in their spirit. You all, being crushed in our spirit is not only someone else crushing us, but sin. Sin crushes us in our spirit as well. Sin that so easily besets us, it can crush us in our spirit as well. And you all, oftentimes we feel as though we are trapped under an unmovable weight. But this part of verse 18 speaks to the saving power of God that isn't just about us when we leave this earth. No. It's about lifting us from the depth of our despair. Right here, right now, his grace restores. My God, I thank you. His grace rebuilds, and his grace will renew us. He will renew our spirit if we let him. Let me ask you something. If you're dealing with something right now, have you experienced God's closeness? Let me say it even better. Do you know that he's close, but are you just so spiraled down in your despair, you won't even acknowledge him being there? My. You all, his presence can bring you comfort when it seems like the pain is overwhelming. On today, as you reflect on this word, I want you to reflect on your past struggles. Reflect on your current pain. Where do you need to feel his closeness? If you say, I don't know if he's close, why don't you reach out? Why don't you come out of that place that you've just siloed yourself away into? Reach out to somebody else, not that same person that's being in a pity party with you. But reach out to somebody else. Call a friend. Seek counseling if needed. Come on, that's what we've been learning during this Health and Wholeness Month. that it's okay not to be okay. But it's also okay to seek out some help. Join a support group. Do what you got to do to take a step towards sharing your burden and getting it off of you. Because God will work through other folks to demonstrate his love for you, his care for you. But again, let me encourage you today that God is close to the brokenhearted. Let's pray. God, we come to you today and we bless you. God, some of us, our hearts are heavy with the burdens of life, but you promise to be close to the brokenhearted and to save those who are crushed in spirit. God, we hold on to this promise. God, help us to recognize your presence. Help us that in the midst of our trials to know that you are right there. God, we thank you for loving us through this, and we thank you for that peace that makes no sense. God, guide us through this day. And help us still to be your change agents. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.